First timers, do we have out in the crowd? Use your voice. Use your voice. Alright. They need some caffeine, what? Something like that. So, we ask that you turn off your cell phones or put them on vibrates. It's kind of creepy that you record someone else without tagging Rupo and or letting us know, you know. We don't know what you're going to do. You're probably going to take it home and jack off to it later on, you know. Yeah, you do what you do, but, you know, tag us at least, you know, so we can, yeah.
Tag me too, I'm Holy Roman Catholic.
Tag me, yes. We have a Monday night Rupo Facebook page. We have an Instagram page. We have MondayNightRupo.com, and Brendan Creasy out here is recording your podcast for you, ladies and gentlemen. So give him a round of applause. It takes a community to go ahead and put this on together, and you know, shit. It's not me, it's you guys. And every week it's something different, something new, you know. We don't know what's going to come up on this stage. And that's why this stage is like church, it's magic. Because you don't know what's... You don't even know if Jessica Alba is sitting right next to you. That bitch was in here in Riverside, did you guys hear that? Oh my God. You know, who else next? Lady Gaga's going to be fucking coming down here, right? Yeah. So therefore, I don't care who the fuck you are. If the list is full, the list is full. You know, sorry, Lady Gaga, but can't do it tonight. Maybe try next week, you know? Shit. Or sit down and watch the local performances and actually get inspired, you know? Rip them off and, you know, shit, why not? Here we like to help promote the artist. And as I said, the stage is magic because it gives you that confidence in that place. That energy that you need to go to the real world and, you know, do it out there. And then you're going to come back and you're going to be like, fuck, this is the best fucking open mic I've ever been to. You want to know why? It's not me, it's you guys. And when you're out there, those rules that they tell you that you cannot do, you can't be this explicit, you can't say this, you can't say that, you can't do this. This place is magic because you can. But no raw meat. no stimulated masturbation, and no full frontal nudity. Other than that, the stage is yours. Do what you need to do. Shine, because shit, you never know who's recording you out there and, you know, jacking off to your material later on that night. Seriously. So, Monday Night Rupo at Instagram, if you guys go ahead and, you know, shit. Fucking A. Alright. We went through the rules. This is an emergency exit only. Alright? They will get mad if you go out this door over here. That's your exit right there. And we're enforcing the rules, the basement rules down here with no backpacks, no vapes, no shit like that, because shit gets a little out of control sometime, you know? So, for our safety and your safety, we want to have a beautiful show, right?
Yes!
Yeah!
So, I know a lot of first-timers here, but when I ask you a question, you reply, okay? Yes?
Yes!
Yes! Yes. I will call you out on your shit. There is a book out there that's for comments. Write a fucking comment. Write it. Pass it along to others. What else do I need to go through, Miss Cynthia?
The church.
The church. Wednesday nights. If you guys want to volunteer 1 hour of your time right across the way here in the parking lot, First Congregational Church of Riverside, we are accepting donations, food, clothing, and stuff like that, and this stage is empty. That's a shame, ladies and gentlemen. That's
no
your
covers. Comment.
No covers for musicians.
No full frontal nudity.
No full frontal nudity. Unless you get all hot, sticky, and bothered by Miss Cynthia's poetry over there. We'll talk about that later. We got a lot of first timers. So when I ask a question, we all reply, okay? And we use our voice, all right? Yeah. Are you guys awake out there?
Yeah.
Can we raise the motherfucking roof and get a good evening here tonight? Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Take that for the first timers. All right, we usually, if we have a lot of first timers, we try to start off with the first timer, right?
Yes.
Yes. Do we want to start off with the first timer tonight?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or yeah.
Yeah.
Angelique, come here. This is your first time with us. Yeah. What are you gonna do with us? You want to come up and feel the warmth of the stage right now? Make the motherfucking noise for Angelique, ladies and gentlemen! Louder!
Yeah! I was told there wouldn't be time for me, so I'm like really shocked.
Surprise!
Okay. Okay, where is it? Okay. So, hi, I'm Angelique.
Hi!
This is only my second time here. My first time was last Monday, and it was just, like, so cool and awesome that I was like, okay, I gotta come back and do this myself. So, anyways. I thought this whole thing to say, and I forgot it. Okay, so I'm gonna share something I wrote really quick. Little background to it. I wrote it because being in my 20s, I find myself being in like this kind of constant state of like, who the hell am I? Like, what am I doing? Stuff like that. And whenever my thoughts get kind of confusing or jumbled up, I like to just write them down and try to make sense of them on paper. So I just wrote down like what I do know about myself to see if I can just get a grip on stuff. So yeah. And I don't have a name for it because I don't like naming stuff. Okay. She wants to be an artist. She buys sketchbooks and paintbrushes and even tries poetry. Her art never comes out the way she wants it to, but her overwhelming need to create something from her own bare hands is a part of her that will never let her rest. She doesn't really care if the title doesn't fit her quite right. She used to be religious. She used to pray to a god and go to church and hold hands with strangers as they sang songs, but now the only rules she follows are the rules she sets for herself, to be the kind of person she wants others to be, the kind of person she wishes she had been from the start. She doesn't care if there's some guy in the sky who says otherwise. She's growing out her hair. A psychic told her to stop cutting it. to take hold of her past, which shaped her into the woman she is today, despite all its unpleasantness. She's not entirely sure what that has to do with her hair, but she's looking forward to braiding it. She tries to be friends with her mom. It's hard to have peace with someone who taught you to hate yourself, but she tells her she loves her anyway because it's the truth. She loves her mom. But she no longer seeks for her approval. That is something she now gives herself. She buys books that she starts but rarely ever finishes. She loves reading other people's stories because it gives her hope that she can one day write her own. But she puts them down before she gets to the last page because if she doesn't know the ending, maybe she can pretend that there isn't one. She falls in love fast, but not easily. There's a difference. It's something she doesn't really like about herself, so she denies it until she feels like she'll explode if she doesn't say it aloud. That's how she knows it's real. She has a tattoo on her left wrist, but the scar underneath it still peeks out a bit. It's there to remind her to take better care of herself, but most days that is much easier said than done. She doesn't really know how to end this strange and awkward thing she's saying right now. She has a hard time saying her thoughts out loud when other people are listening, but she tries her best because to feel understood, or at the very least heard, that would make all the difference. Thank you.
That was Angelique, ladies and gentlemen.
Alonzo, you ready to come up and do your thing?
Sure.
Yeah? Do you guys want some comedy?
Yeah!
All right. RUPO stands for Riverside Underground Performance Organization, and poetry comes in all shapes and sizes, and comedy is one of its titles. Anyway, whatever. Make some noise for Alonzo, ladies and gentlemen! With this many people to raise, you guys should be raising the motherfucking roof. Wow!
Hello, everybody. Hello, friends.
Good morning.
Oh, what a great crowd. Loving you guys. Like you said, comedy is a form of poetry. And a form of poetry I created after an act of love. An act of love. Sometimes I wear oversized condoms because it makes my dick look like a wizard. I don't know. I was just a little... A little silly thought. I don't know. I'm a silly goose, you know. I've been acting really weird lately, you know. I've been going through a lot of medical issues. I was recently bitten by a black widow. She was in her mid-40s. Really into Ashanti. Did a spicy bite on her, man.
I got it.
I like where this is going. Great. I'm a shitty student, you know. I dropped out of school. I was a shitty student. I mean, the hardest course I took in was, like, sexual intercourse, and that was an online class.
Yeah.
I failed with flying colors. Okay, I say, okay. I promise I'm not a total weirdo. Okay, guys, I'm not a total weirdo. I was on my lunch break, and I was hanging out at, like, a giant parking lot, you know? And I was just parked, like, in the middle of the sun, and some creepy dude parks up right in front of me and gave me a weird look, you know? He was eating a burrito and giving me a weird look. Like, I'm not even parked in the shade, dude. Like, why are you parked right next to me? Like, can a dude just jack off in peace? In open space? No? You guys don't like that? You like that? If you don't like that masturbation joke, you're gonna love this one. Anyone got any roommates? Any roommates in the house?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys had any shitty experiences with your roommates? Yeah, of course, right? I had an awkward experience with my roommate. He's an asshole, man. He leaves his clothes in the sink and the dishes on the ground. The door was wide open. The door's wide the fuck open all the time. You ever walk in on your roommate when it's jacking off? Ugh. Yeah, gross, right? You ever walk in on your roommate while you're jacking off? It's a great way to piss off your roommate. Anyway, I live alone now. And, rent's pretty cheap. Studio apartment, bunk beds. Privacy may be a concern there.
Everybody here, roommate?
Yeah, I love that. What's your name, man? What's your name?
Isaiah.
Give it up for Isaiah, everybody. You're doing great, man. You're doing great. You're doing great on this one. Yeah, all right, that's a little too far. I think I'm the comic up here, so... I'm doing a real half-assed job, man. I'm giving you guys garbage. There's a 24-hour car wash built by my house. Yeah, I don't know what the need is for, like, a 24-hour car wash. Like, the only person who's going to wash their car at 2 in the morning is washing the blood out of their back seat. I don't know. That's pretty great. Jesus Christ. You know, I had this giant closer for you guys, and I wasted it all on Carlos over here. That was your name, right, Carlos?
Isaiah.
Okay.
Wow.
That's great. You guys are awesome. You guys have been great tonight. Just trying out some new material and some old bits, so... Thank you for your time, Alonzo Perez, Comical Perez on Instagram. Gracias.
That was Alonzo, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, Carlos, Isaiah, are you ready to come up and do your thing, sir?
Yes. Make some noise for Isaiah, ladies and gentlemen! With all of these people in this crowd, you're not even clapping!
Everybody here tonight. So I'm coming up here with something really unfamiliar to me. So, heed warning, potential train wreck. However, you know, risk taking.
Do it!
So,
fuck it up, man. Fuck it up.
Here we go. Jesus Christ! I hope I can get this hose on. All right. For those of you that don't know me. My name is Isaiah Cuellar, a.k.a. Naughty Grammy. That's G-R-I-double-N. Naughty Grandpa on beat. Yeah. Shouts out to OD. You already know. Hold up. I call this Please Understand. So, yeah.
That boy is big.
Yeah. One thing I don't understand, these bitches that think that they know how we feel. One thing that I understand, when I'm with my crew, we be keeping it real. Yeah, petty ass niggas, we on in the doctors as well. I keep up because niggas, we ballin', don't play with them. That shit we never, that shit we never. That shit you be talking, they new to me. I use them to make me a better man. Call me so worse than you, then don't fuck with the haters. I came with a better plan. We stay here and chillin' like queso. She take on that dick cause I say so. My women be born, the one that I built, so I had to go stack in the queso. Hold up, skirt. This past has me by like a blur. I weigh out my options and deal with my problems. The truth that I speak is the word. That we came with ambition, but give a fuck about the money or the petty ambition. So listen up with me, tell you about the things you're ambition. Cause every day I keep this agit on me to be this and goddamn. Pull up in the coupe like what? The girl she tell me to come through like what? Now she be showing no love. I don't give a fuck. She hitting my phone like nigga, what's up? Yeah. Now we gotta get to winning. Why these lyrics failing? Got these bitches feeling different types of way. I'm gonna make them feel, yeah. One fish, two fish. This ain't rap, bitch, blue fish. Damn. Yeah, running through to the set line. Pulling up, red light. Tryna come up on the bitch line. Tryna come up on the hook. Shit like that. Gotta shit out my mind. Keep me up every night. While I put up a fight, now I'm guessing with the devil. I know I can see him inside. I know he's been dead the whole time. I know where my soul he resides. I look him in the eyes, no more tears to cry. Pray until I die. As long as I'm alive, I'll never lose the sight. Cause I'm a damn in life. Don't get in this or the stuff. I know what it's like to be stuck in the hood. I see the music got nobody. You're still trying to walk in my shoes. Ready to cook like, hold up. Fuck that shit, man. Trust that shit. I can never get enough, so I can keep on going up. This fire burning in my blood. These niggas think that I don't want it. Da, 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 da. Please understand. Yeah. Please understand. Yeah, I ain't the man. Hold up. I'm the man. Please understand. That pussy popping like some bands. When I'm popping them bands. Catch me up in Japan. Hold up. Yeah, yeah. You can. Yeah. Back, yo. Stepping through the back, yo. Coming with the mask, yo. Yeah, bad bitches. up and change our living, cause it's a beginning, so let me say I'm living. You never hit up a brother, shut up, you just wanna see how to kill it, god damn.
Robinson?
Yes, sir.
Make some noise for Jordan Robinson, ladies and gentlemen! Louder!
What's up? This first song I have, it's kind of funny. I was in a relationship for a while, and it's all good. But this was like a diss track to my girlfriend, because she broke my heart, but it's whatever. Nigga's still living life.
Whose cell phone's going off? Turn off your cell phone!
Yes, sir, Jordan!
Alright.
Yes, sir, I swear. I love you, Dr.
Terry.
Yeah.
Hey, look.
I'm off the Henny, I'm feeling too many. I'm shooting at niggas like right on my Chevy. It's ain't got my mama, my daddy, and you. Like, I am the truth, I go ham like I'm Groot. Tell you like every day, I am your enemy. I am the only one here, I am meant to be. I sell like everything that you won't get to me. At least I go speak on my mind, you know threat to me, nigga. Pull up, I said to me, nigga. My cousin, I did like I'm chopping on niggas. I pull up with stick like I'm hocking on niggas. Niggas is bitch, niggas is pussy, niggas is snitch, niggas is rookie. Imagine being with a girl that don't see you. All these niggas, she be lacking their bitches. All my demons, they be feeling real vicious. Like, hit you all hard, I go in with attention. And rip right out, just like, go deal with intention. Realist, but at least you have to respect it. And if I catch you slipping, I'll have to sever. Watch the blood drip from your neck like it's nectar. And bitch, if you lie to me, then it's like never. Get life in my eyes, and I'm feeling like better. Dead on my rage, and I'm seeing like nether. Rage is like eagle, I'm flying right over. Shitting on niggas, my love, I get for it. Beamer, I darted, my love, I get for it. Beamer, I darted, my love, I get for it. Done with this shit, cause you niggas retarded. Beamer, I darted, my love, I get for it. Beamer, I darted, my love, I get 40. Beamer, I darted, my love, I get 40. Like, oh, hi, hey, ho, here, that's me. Oh, wait, do you not see me? Like, oh, wait. On every other nigga's pics I see. Do you not think that I am lit? Do you not think I am the shit? Why you just go with me if you don't go and share my shit? I've had enough. These petty games, they weak as fuck. I'm tripled up, I'm six with it. If you play with me, then you can add it up. Don't lie to me, cause you don't know what I do when I'm by myself. Don't lie to me, cause you don't know what I do when I'm by myself. I'm grinding B, honestly. Fuck your life up like probably. I'm Bobby B, I'm Daddy B. Say that shit that you hide from me. I promise you, I wanna be on your page, but you be wildin' me. I see the shit, I hear shit. Get straight, cause this shit bothers me. Like, honestly, why would you do this to me though? If you scared of me and my ego get beat up, I'm fed up with bushes, you'll find you speak up. Only say shit cause I love you, you trippin'.
This second song, not to make this a sob story, but my aunt passed away a little bit ago, and I ended up making this song for her, just in a way to celebrate life in a way, because you never know when it's gonna leave you. This one's a little bit different.
You.
The name of it is 447. If you hear me saying 447, you guys can sing along. Or not.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Okay. I've never had nothing, so I can't imagine something. But if I say I'ma get it, then I swear to God I'm coming. I'm like pushing through the maze. My goal is really equal to like you and yours. That's where we really into this. It's a pledge for life, I'm thinking we up in it, let us get it. We got green up in the room, stirring pots like it's spaghetti. I'm like punching through my problems with my fist, I will, let's get it. We just eat and get this bread, let's celebrate for days of living. It's a joy in life we see, who says we can't just reason can it. If I say I'm gonna get it, you should join me, let me share it. This for us to listen to. All you gotta do is say it, all you gotta do is say it, all you gotta do is say it. 447, 447, feeling like I'm racing, going through it, let us get it. 447, 447, feeling like I'm walking through the door to break the heavens. Everybody knew it from the moment that I said it. 447, 447, feeling like I'm walking through the alley to go get it. 447, 447, 447, 447, 447, 447, 447, 447, 447, 447. Never had nothing, so I can't imagine something. But if I say I'ma get it, then I swear to God I'm coming. I'm like pushing through the matrix, but my goal is really equal to like you and you and yours. That's where we really indivisible. It's the place for life, I'm thinking we up in it, let us get it. We got green up in the loop, stirring pots like it's spaghetti. I'm like punching through my problems, through my fist, I will, let's get it. Eating is his bread, but celebrate for days we live in. Yeah, celebrate for days we live in. Yeah, celebrate for things we live in. Hey, celebrate for things we live in. Okay, let's celebrate for things we live in. Celebrate, celebrate, let us celebrate. 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 Burst the engine and let it swerve. Thinking that I'm burnt in it, in it like the dirt. I got plans like I'm screwed up. No lie, I'm really chewed up. 4447, 4447,
4-4-7 Literally eating this bread and go and celebrate. I got no time for this, I'm straying way to hate. I don't even need it, I wanna go and get it. Hold up,
let's go and celebrate.
Never had nothing, so I can't imagine something. But if I say I'ma get it, then I swear to God I'm coming. I'm like pushing through the matrix, cause my goal is really need you. Two lives, you and yours, I swear we really indivisible. This is a place for life, I'm thinking we again, let us get it. We got green up in the room, we stirring pots like it's spaghetti. I'm like punching through my problems, with my fist, I will have hit it. Let's just eat and get this bread, let's celebrate the days we live in. 4-4-7 till the day that I'm in heaven. 4-4-7 till the day that I'm in heaven. 4-4-7 till the day that I'm in heaven. 4-4-7 till the day that I'm in heaven.
Thank you. If you guys want to follow me on anything, every single social media possible, it's J-Rax. I don't care if it's MySpace, YouTube, anything, it's J-Rax. So thank you for your time.
Jordan Robinson, ladies and gentlemen. With all of these people in the crowd, there should be more energy out there.
Where can we find your music?
What?
It's on every single platform possible.
SoundCloud, J-Rax, Facebook,
J-A-Y-R-A-H-X.
J-A-Y. J-Rax. Perfect. You see? All right. Do you guys want a first timer? Where's Blanca? Blanca. Make some noise! Make some noise for Blanca, ladies and gentlemen! Louder!
Yeah. Hi guys. Hey. My name is Blanca, and I'm going to be doing a spoken word. This is my first time, so if I'm nervous, just bear through it.
Got it!
Okay. So if he took it all away, you know I'd still be okay. Because he's founding me on teachings of patience, not ideas of greed, teachings of malice, not of hate, God, but keeping my eyes on the only one above. To trust, to hope, to endure, to fight by loving, to keep pressing on because of his loving, our Savior is coming. Call me a minimalist, but I take only one thing I need, and I tell you he's no thing but a being, a living fire, a king, and the one whose call I heed. Jesus fills my cup so that it overflows, and by just having one thing, I have everything. Facing opposition, like, wow, that's deep, right? I mean, I won't go there, but you know I'm here if you ever let go of that deepness. I have a fear of the deep, you know, because I might learn something. And anyways, things seem to be going pretty well for me over here. This is my comfort zone, so I don't go that far. Let me rephrase, I won't go that far. But be encouraged. What happens when we doubt is we're afraid of what bad might happen, but what we can't hear is the devil clapping. Have faith, take out a step towards Jesus Christ and he will catch you. You know, if we practice small faith, we will get small miracles. In other words, we're taking the small tasks, no more. We're capable of big things, but giving it back to God because, hold up, Lord, that isn't what I asked for. No, God is so much bigger than me, myself. God is so much bigger than us in our comfort zones. He is so much better than anything. And I pray that if you have faith this small to believe, if you have any willingness to receive, I pray your beautiful ears would be open and your lovely eyes would see.
That was Blanca, ladies and gentlemen.
Get it, girl.
Griffin, where are you ready to come up and do your thing?
Yeah.
Alright, so before I even continue, before this person comes up on stage, this is how beautiful Rupo, and this is fucking amazing. So you guys know Cosmos, right?
Yeah. Cosmos!
Alright, so Cosmos was in need of having someone help him record his stuff, and then this one over here, Holographic Catholic, gave him a program so he can go ahead and record his stuff, right? And then this guy right here, he was like, I'm going to do more. I'm going to fucking record it for you, and we're going to collaborate, right? So this is the beauty of Grupo, when souls network and we interact and intertwine with each other. You can make magic happen right here. This is Griffin, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Start off with a bit of a sad song, and then I'll end with a lyrically sad song, but it sounds happy.
Hell yeah!
Make me cry!
This is a song about a girl who did me wrong. Here goes. Starts really fast, so I have to.
Yeah! Fuck off! Woo! Oh. Fuck yeah! Get it, man! Get it, Griffin!
Get the gumption!
Hey. Coming down with some type of feeling, I feel like I don't know what I'm singing. They say singing is believing, so I guess I don't know what I believe in anymore. I'm not sure, don't know what's in store, but my faith always comes too late. Cause I'm trying to get my life in order, trying to get my thoughts in order. Get my bright north. I ain't been having a lot of that these days. Searching for a purpose each day, trying to find it every which way. What can I say? It's all coming from a mile away. Don't make me move. It's just how I was feeling the mood. I mean, hey, you were the one that broke it off. Subbing on the phone, saying we need to put this on pause before life can leave. Now we've been playing for keeps. I know you needed time, but I thought you better come with me. Maybe it's me. Maybe you're too naive. See. I've been feeling some type of way, but now I don't know if I still feel the same. Don't know when it's going to stay. Don't know what I want to say. You've been feeling some type of way, but now I don't know if I still feel the same. Don't know whether it's going to stay. Don't know what I want to say. When I met you, I was down. You found me right as I moved from my only home to a completely new location. That was the situation. So you see, I was desperate for communication or even
better relations with a girl, any girl in the world. Well, I'll admit it, we hit it off pretty well. I felt a single sensation in my heart. In the heart of me, to admit I was smitten. I was smitten by the love bug, it's a drug, but not one I was addicted to. I can't believe what I will not addiction to. Cause that's that shit that grown ups do. Maybe so, maybe no. I don't know, man, this shit blows. Oh no, there we go again, doing that thing, you know. No one compares to a double of commitment to getting screwed over. And then some damn son, is he having fun? You haven't been since I've been away. Now I don't know if I'm still gonna stay. Don't know whether to go or to stay. Don't know what I want to say. You haven't been since I've been away. Even though I don't know if I'm still gonna stay. Don't know whether to go or to stay. Don't know what I'm.
You can find me at G_ZUKO on Instagram, and not Twitter anymore, I got off that shit. Yeah, GZUKO. But yeah, Instagram, and I have a SoundCloud, but I haven't posted anything yet, but it's coming soon.
That was Griffin, ladies and gentlemen. Gabriel, this is your first time up here, right? Yeah, and you're gonna play some music for us. Make some motherfucking noise for Gabriel, ladies and gentlemen. Louder! Hey, what's up, guys?
Tuning party! Woo!
Yeah. Yeah, it's in there. Hey, it's in. How you guys doing tonight? I'm Gabriel. I don't fucking fuck with Instagram. I have one, I just don't fuck with it. Everybody's really good tonight. Some good shit out here.
Thank you.
I didn't know it was no covers, so I guess no Wonderwall, but I'll try. I don't know, everybody's talking about exes and shit. You guys want an ex song? I fucking hate my ex, but I guess I'll sing it. Thank you.
This song is for my girlfriend now. Yeah. She's fucking awesome. Her grandpa died, so we've been really sad lately. I haven't been able to see her. But, that song. That's what I came up with. Thank you guys so much. This shit is cheaper than therapy. So keep coming. Thank you.
That was Gabriel, ladies and gentlemen. Is it Quayla? No. We have Quaylen, and we have, what is your name?
Quaylen.
You're Quaylen.
Yeah, we sit down.
You're Peach's son. Quayla. Where? Quala. Q-W-A-L-A. Not R.
Right.
Quala. Quala. It's your first time. Make some motherfucking noise for Quala, ladies and gentlemen!
Okay, so I'm nervous as hell.
You got it!
Yeah, woo!
But we gonna rock with it. You feel me?
Love of my life, my soulmate. You're my best friend. Part of me, like breathing. Now half of me is left. Color me blue. I'm lost in you. And I miss you. You are literally the phrase I'm speechless in physical form. Your aura diffuses negativity. Like Ella May said, you control my anxiety. Your character is of a queen. But your soul has broke down my barriers that have caused obstacles in prior situations of temporary infatuation. Your soul has shown me happiness in the most purest form. I have learned to respect and love you even through the pain I have been through. You get me comfortable in my own vulnerability, but never complacent with my life. For that, I owe you everything. You have gained my heart unwittingly. I don't have much, but the peace I do have is for you. And with that, I still come full and ready to be whatever you may need me to be. I've accepted that your soul is my safe haven, and you're home to me, and the only place that I feel like I'm at peace. And that's my first one.
Yeah!
So this one's a little bit more sensitive. I was going through something with somebody, and I just realized that, you know, like, two damaged people can't, fix one another, and let alone we can't save anybody but ourselves. And just us being better people influences people around us and causes them to be better, you know. So this is just about, I guess, a damaged person trying to love a damaged person in a sense. How dare I think I was good for you, knowing I was just as damaged as you? How could you do me like my past did? changed on me without communicating. Now you're out here speed dating, seeing you on friends' timelines, knowing that you're trying to break down my pride. But shit, live it up, baby. That's what you've been craving for. Might as well let you have it because times are definitely not like they were. My dedication to you, though, hasn't changed. I just had to change the page because you were out here in different people's cars and switching lanes. Well, fuck it, I'm gonna let you have them. My heart battling all these demons and I'm trying to stop them. And you're not even here to fight with me, even though I'll go to war for you. How can you change on me? You was all I could see. You chose up. How can I just be your friend when I wanted to stay down? Now you're just a memory that I'm definitely trying to get out of my mentality. You really broke me. I'll give you that, but how do you have the audacity? Because I was you, and you were me. And I was there to hold you down. But just know that I'll always bounce back times three.
That was Quala, ladies and gentlemen. Quaylen, are you ready to come up and do your thing? Make some noise for Quaylen, ladies and gentlemen. This whole entire section's not even any making any noise. Louder!
Yeah, so I'm really glad to be here, you guys. I'm from Riverside, born and raised, so it's just good to be in the city. Flew in from Oregon, and there's mad courage in the room, so I just wanted to just commend everybody, the nervous lady, and everybody else who's got to come up next. This next little thing, I wrote was inspired by like being approached by people who want to have coffee and try to sell you on Amway. Or being approached by people who, because I always like, you go into like Starbucks and you sit around and you look around and you wonder like, who's in Starbucks? And it's usually people who are trying to do pyramid schemes. And I go in there and I eavesdrop, you know, and I'm trying to, you know, see what's going on, see if it's something different. And so I was inspired by like, a lot of people are doing online dating. So I see people online dating at Starbucks. And so I wrote this just kind of like wacky little thing about love and a woman that I'm on online dating who's just throwing out random words that so happen to start with like the letter T for the most part. And just for no reason. And it's something about love, but I'm going to try to do this. Let's see here. Woo! You didn't scream for me like you did everybody else. Alright, so, trust. Oh, and basically I'm trying to get the deal too, right? So, let's keep that in mind. So trust, the storehouse of hope and dreams. Transformation, procrastination to promises you keep. Transition, friend zone to end zone, road trips to base hits, touchdowns to home runs, meet the parents to meeting the in-laws. Rehearse the proposal a million times to praying for her to God a billion times. Movie trailers. Like, where'd she come up with that? Looking into a woman's eyes inspired man to write poetry. You're the reason the book is always better than the movie. Traveling like traveling in basketball. I get carried away when I'm with you. Holding you forever, never wanting to let you go in a new dimension, kindled by your legs in an abyss, entangled with no regard of time. Train wreck. It was only a matter of time that running away from love and chasing love would lead me to hating you and loving you at the same time. Matrimony. Three. I had three lives. You would have enjoyed the boy I was, wrestled the man I eventually became, to be, and fell in love with the resurrected man standing before you. Triumph, never giving up through life's disappointments, redemption, and restoration made the love better. Thirst, quenching a dry dream. Do you hear what I just said? Quenching a dry dream. famine of the spirit nourished by love of a broken heart. Thursday, the eve of lust and tranquility, a patient hunger, a silhouette of a dream come true. Triangle, a bitter taste of love, lamenting, not taking risk of the beginning of love to the maturation to being forced to say goodbye. Triathlon, what I won't do for you. Ride a bike to you, run to you, even die swimming to you. The obstacle course of love making, from reading your mind, saying I'm sorry, to cooking you waffles in the morning. Tragedy. Live in denial of the end. Willingness to suffer for you because of you and with you. Oh, I can't even see this. Love so strong. Love so strong so you're to never be alone. Even in the event tomorrow comes and we are on a different side of time. That's it.
That was Quaylen, ladies and gentlemen. Miss Cynthia, are you ready to come up and do your thing? Yeah. You guys ready to get all hot and bothered?
Oh yeah.
Make some noise for Cynthia Young, ladies and gentlemen. With all of these people, this fucking roof should be lifting up louder.
Hello. What was that you said about the air drums? Something about panties. Oh my god. Let me get closer to the mic. Because I want you to hear every word. I want you to picture what I'm telling you. My name is Cynthia Young. I'm also from the Inland Empire. I have 4 published books. 3 of them are poetry. The poetry books are titled Synthology, a collection of rhymes and baby. These are not your nursery school rhymes. I just want you to know that. So first up, I'm going to start off with a poem that's new. And whose cell phone is going off?
Turn off that motherfucking shit.
Turn off that cell phone. Turn it off. The first poem I have for you tonight is called Quid Pro Quo. And gentlemen, you may appreciate this poem because I wrote it for you. I finally met a woman that rocked my world, and I wanted to make her my forever girl. You see, she's very independent, not the kind of girl asking for handouts to help her pay the rent. The first time we made love, I couldn't wait to show her how much I loved her body. I went down south and motorboated her into another stratosphere. She tossed her head side to side, tweaked her tits, moaned and licked her lips. I was the captain of her ship. My manhood began to grow, and I was ready for her to reciprocate. That's when she put her finger in my face and told me she would not go down to my dark, hairy place. I booted her ass out. Oh, hell no, you couldn't stay. I'm all about equal opportunity sexual play. No quid pro quo, baby. Your ass got to go. And This next one is also new. It's titled Fantasy. As I walk away, I can read your mind, and I know you're watching my behind. I can feel the heat your body emits, and you're thinking about, well, you're thinking about licking me from my lips to my clit. I know you want to have sex with me because I can see that bulge in your pants is trying to break free to find a way through my crotchless panties so it can play with me. You don't even have to tell me. I already know. I've got potions, lotions, moves from the air, and splits on the chair, bed tricks, mind tricks, and plenty of dick tricks. When you lay with me, shockwaves will make your body tremble, while your toes spread wide, a cramp creeps up your side, and sweat drips into your eyes. So come with me and experience unbridled ecstasy. And I promise, I'll give you your best fantasy. How many of you have heard?
Please!
Just do it.
Do it!
Do it!
This poem is titled, Two Kinds of Love.
Yes!
Let me love you the way I know how. I promise. Let me love you the way I know how. I promise. I will use all my experience to make you say wow. I'll begin with just the right kiss. It's not too wet to start a slow burn inside. So baby, relax. Close your eyes. Because I am definitely going to increase your size. Another kiss. Oh. More urgent this time. Now I can feel you really unwind. You see, I know what makes you tick. So lay back. Because I'm going to lick, lick, lick. Like it's a popsicle on a stick. I know you'll love my butterfly flick. Because baby, nothing, and I mean nothing, top to bottom will be missed. I aim to please and give you pure bliss. I know when to tighten it, slow it down, stop it, or move it around. Your climax will be off the hook. See, here it comes. I know that look. Keep it coming. I'm prepared to do more. Pull my hair, smack my ass. All that does is make me better at my task. I control the flow. I can make it fast or slow. And that will drive you wild. You better know, you are not playing with a child. When you're inside me, I won't flinch. There's nothing you can do to make me wince. I know all the tricks from both sides of the fence. How, you ask? Did I get all of my experience? Well, baby, I'm a pretty woman that used to have a dick. Might be tired of that form by now.
I'm sweating.
But oh. There's some condoms on the table for anybody that needs any, courtesy of the state of California. If you like any of the poetry that I've read tonight, the book is titled Synthology, A Collection of Rhymes. It's available online retailers, Walmart, Books, BookBub, Barnes & Noble, Amazon. So I also usually have books, and I also have a CD titled Sensations that have these poems on them. So I'm going to raffle off a Sensations CD tonight. Get your tickets out.
Yeah. Hey. Get your tickets ready. That was Cynthia Young, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
That slow-burning sensation that she was talking about, it's not chlamydia or gonorrhea that she's going to get to. It's not that. No. All right. Get your tickets out because she's gonna wrap it. Oh, are we gonna throw in this T-shirt with your CD, Miss Cynthia? All right. Okay, we got a little T-shirt here to raffle off here. It's funny. I hope you like it. You guys got your tickets out? Get your tickets ready. Give me the numbers, Miss Cynthia. She's going to count to 10. 2. 3.
4. We got tickets. 5. Okay. Everybody got tickets. Woo! I can't see shit. The number is 845-05370. Fuck!
We got a winner over there. Oh. What do you mean? Oh, that's a thing. Yeah. And give me another number, Miss Cynthia Young.
Okay.
All right. And this is going to be for a T-shirt, and you can pass. You can keep it, or you can pass it along to someone else. But it's. I think it's funny. I'll show you guys. Ready? Give me a number, Miss Cynthia.
All
right, their number is 845-5327. Oh! 5327. 5327. Right here. You can walk out with your T-shirt. You gotta show it around. It says, yeah, I sucked a dick once, but I didn't swallow, and it's Bill Clinton on there. All right.
Yeah.
Fucking hey. Zamora, are you ready to do your thing? Woo! Make some noise for Enrico Zamora, ladies and gentlemen.
How are you just going to sit there and not say hey?
Because I haven't had the mic yet.
To me.
Hi. You're just so entitled.
Hello.
Hi.
All right. This was 5 May's ago. So, yeah, 5 years ago. It's called This Time Around. My will to live has nothing to do with a fear of death, but a love for life. The passion to marry a wife, create a new, a child, a family, to mix our paints, a masterpiece, one hairbrush stroke at a time. I am hers, she is mine, giving and receiving with no room to hide. The joy that a body can hardly contain, so we simultaneously laugh and cry. Is this real? What are you? I feel crazy. Seeing through human forms, locked eyes, souls holding hands, melting into one, a sacred silence, because the brain is a function and love does not compute. So no words help me comprehend what this is with you. A tilt of the head and a grin suffice. This is real. We are here. One left turn there and one right turn then, a miracle destination, we found each other again. So it goes without saying, my faith and love affirm, no more departing, we have arrived. Dancing partners, waltz to a music that rings improvised just for us. I can't wait to see where our journey leads. I can't wait to see where our journey leads. What might grow with this as our seed? Roots intertwined, bloom reaching for the sun. All I can do is smile and laugh. This is going to be fun. Thank you. This one is not mine, but it was good. It's called, it's titled Believe This Love Still Lives by Jan Richardson. From the moment it first laid eyes on you, this blessing loved you. The blessing knew you from the start. It cannot explain how, it just knows that the first time it sat down beside you, it entered into a conversation that had already been going on forever. Believe this conversation has not stopped. Believe this love still lives. The love that crossed an impossible distance to reach you, to find you, to take your face into its hands and bless you. Believe this does not end, that the gesture, once enacted, endures. Believe this love goes on, that it still takes your face into its hands, that it presses its forehead to yours as it speaks to you in undying words, that has never ceased to gather your heart into its heart. Believe this blessing abides. Believe it goes with you always. Believe it knows you still. And this one was a couple weeks ago. It's pretty short. It's called Not That But This. I might have lost my appetite, but maybe just a taste. No, even a taste might be too rich. Perhaps a scent. But an essence lives in a scent. I'll just peek a little. I tend to read aloud. I'll just sit here quietly and listen. The truth is, what I'm waiting for can only be felt in silence. Thank you.
That was Rico Zamora, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's see, who do I have? Enrico, number 411. You are 14. Okay.
We got a first-timer coming up right now. I want all of you motherfuckers to raise the motherfucking roof for Ari, ladies and gentlemen!
Hi, my name is Ari. It's my second time here. I actually came out last week to check everything out to kind of feel the vibe for it. And same thing as the girl that was up earlier. It was just like, you know what, I gotta come. So, here we go. Woo! My apologies to you for getting the wrong impression of me. I am not an open book. I am a puzzle with my pieces scattered. My apologies for thinking you were the piece missing that I thought I needed when really the piece was a fit only God can fill. My apologies for biting my tongue when in fact I needed to speak up and so you thought I was afraid to let you in as a result when really my tongue is vicious and has the capability to tear down and build up. I was only afraid of what would come out of it. I was only afraid of how you would view me if you heard what I really had to say. My apologies if you thought I was too hard to love. You just didn't have the ability to love me properly. You just didn't have what I really needed, which was, in fact, loving and needing myself more than my want for you. My apologies for thinking you could take me all in and have the patience to understand me better, for having too much faith in you, or for giving you parts of me that were not meant to be given, or worst of all, for thinking it could have been you. My apologies for it all. I should have known better.
Thank you.
This one actually goes to my ex. I guess that seems to be the topic for the night. This letter goes out to you. The one who first broke me beyond recognition, but fuck my intuition that I should have listened to. I let you into my world and you flipped it like reciprocals. Reciprocals. Wow. I thank you for the lessons, but I hate you for the pain. And though forgiveness is a trait I have yet to master, I'll be damned if I continue to be a complete disaster. I need that old me back that you buried, because this hurt that I carry is literally driving me insane. You left a scar on my heart, and truth be told, it hasn't beat the same. This one goes out to you. The one who, after hearing my past, promised me you wouldn't be like the first. And I think what made it hurt worse is that I actually trusted your ass and you completely left me in the dirt. What made it worse, after all that shit you put me through, I still wanted to run back to you. I thought our story would change after you seen the pain of the new scars you created. I thought you were different, and that's my mistake. Guess it wasn't really fate. So this one is truly for you. How dare you let any make you feel inferior without your consent? Eleanor Roosevelt said it, but it's so fitting. You should have known your worth from the very beginning. You are not hard to love. You are not worthless. Lo and behold, you are gold. You just never knew. You let their poison corrupt your mind, and now you're no longer blind. You have only one thing left to find, and that's who you were meant to be by God's design. Now, this one's a little shorter. The most toxic human trait, aside from arrogance, too much of it can cut deeper than a knife. Hurt the ones you say you love if you won't let it go. Sometimes the most selfless and humble thing you can ever do is to let it down for you to grow. Keep it high and it'll be your demise, all because you see everything as another's fault, never your own in your own eyes. Let's be wise, let it go. I want to let you know, your pride's a bitch, but you got to see it for your own. That's it.
That was Ari, ladies and gentlemen. Dominic, where are you? Is this your first time up here with us?
My second time.
Second time. Make some noise for Dominic, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, how's everybody
going? Louder!
What's up, everybody? How you guys doing tonight? My name is Dominic, but I go by OD, and it's not overdose. It's Omari Dominic. My middle name's Omari. Just a little insight before I perform for y'all. This is my first song. It's called Dedicated. Let's go. Let's have some fun. We having some technical difficulties.
Audie.
Yeah. Lock myself down back. I've been dedicated. Yeah, stay up in my zone. I've been dedicated. Hey, watch me level up. All it took was patience. Hey, working with no sleep. I stay calibrated. Every time that I get that check, I gotta double up. Yeah, my ex made me cold as hell, but I don't hold no grudge. Every night I lose myself up in the stars. I'm going nuts. It's been hard to stick to one girl, so I gotta double dutch. Damn. You got a pilot and what's up? I got demons in my mind and they tell me keep it tough. All these space been going ghost, so I had to switch it. Doing something that they can, now they, yeah. Hey, look, why they always trying to tell all these lies? I've been putting all the bullshit aside. I'm cutting these ties at the right time. They want my blood on the dotted line. I stick to the plan, I don't have to try. I've been miles away in my state of mind. Keep it all by the bit and no suicide, yeah. Now I'm back, I've been dedicated. Hey, stay up in my zone, I've been dedicated. Yeah, watch me level up, all it took was patience. Yeah, I've been feeling so imbalanced, but I work for this shit. Gotta sit back and relax, I gotta come with the grip. Bullets flying everywhere because the poison I spit. Got no time to stress up on a bitch, I'm coming in quick. Look, I come around y'all stumbling. I was built for the jungle, I'm hustling. I'm a man on a mission, y'all mumbling. I can tell that they lie by the way they spit. I've been knowing myself, they not used to this. Woo! My first time performing, it's my bad. Look, they want me to go out like I'm Kurt Cobain. Stay up in my lane, proceed with caution. I can't fuck with fate. Hope the day I die, it ain't vain. Yeah, double X tatted on me, represent like every day. Yeah. Odie. Dedicated 24/7 like every day. Yeah, I'm on my way.
Yeah, dedicated.
Hey, like myself now, back. I've been dedicated. Hey, stay up in my zone. I've been dedicated. Watch me level up. All it took was patience. Hey, working with no sleep. I stay calibrated.
Like myself now, back.
I've been dedicated. Stay up in my zone. I've been dedicated. Watch me level up. All it took was patience.
Working with no sleep. I stay calibrated.
Yeah. Make some noise for that. Make some noise. It's a little rough. It's my first time performing that one. Still working with it. Okay, so I performed like 2 or 3 weeks ago. For the ones who know me, this one's called Damage. Feel free to sing along, please. Go like this. Hey, told you I be doing damage. Yeah, told you I be doing damage. Yeah, I told you I be going down. Yeah. I push it to the limit, can't you see I'm working? They got a lot to say, but won't say shit in person. Everything I feel, I put it in my verses. I can't stop this hustle till the birds are chirping. Climb it to the top, the only way to learn it. Make my pen bleed on this paper, then it starts to furnace. I can't stop this music till I'm in a hearse, bitch. I know this shit takes time, but I'ma level up quick. They either love me or hate me, and that means a lot. Cause either way I be working, can't see what's in the pot, yeah. Remember all them nights I had to scrape a lot. The day I move my parents out is when I'm at the top, damn. Yeah, told you I be doing damage. Yeah, told you I be doing damage. Yeah, told you I be doing damage. Yeah. Hands up, yeah. Hey. I'ma do the damage. Ain't they looking at me now like how the fuck this happened? Ayy, I been gifted born with all this talent. Ayy, then I started mixing this with all this passion. Yeah, ayy, I'ma do the damage. They looking at me now like how the fuck this happened? I been gifted born with all this talent. Doubt me now, they gon' have to watch me do the damage. Yeah. We on the topics with X, so here we go.
You know
what? It doesn't matter. Enjoy your new bitch, job, okay?
Okay,
take your shit like I did, cause you're not getting another restart. Game over. Yo. I love you. Yeah, I know I did that damage. I try to help you out, but damn, understand this. I was hurt from all this shit that happened. I let my past affect us, we could have been magic. I was busy working on my passion. Now you look at me like, how you let this happen? Shit. I gotta man up to my actions. Now it's time to say goodbye. I can't return the damage. I'ma do the damage. Hands up one more time for me, please.
Now, like, how the fuck is
yeah. Hey. I been gifted born with all this talent. Hey. Then I started mixing this with all this passion. Yeah. I'ma do the damage. They looking at me now like, how the fuck this happened? Yeah. I been gifted born with all this talent. Doubt me now, they gon' have to watch me do the damage. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Thank you, everybody. I appreciate it. You guys can follow me on Instagram, Snapchat, at whoisod951. I'll see y'all around very soon.
That was Dominic.
Thank you.
That was Dominic, ladies and gentlemen.
No. Maybe. Alright, so this next performer is Death. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Something different for you. You ready?
Yeah.
Make some noise for Chris, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
Hey guys, my name's Cliff. Like Moya said, I'm deaf. I do poetry sometimes. I do motivational speaking. I don't know if any of you guys know someone named Clayton Dunning. He's a poet. Anyone? You? This is one that I wrote last night, inspired by him. It's called Voices in My Head. Nobody likes you, you're a coward. A reminder every hour. I told you yesterday you were pathetic. Funny how you thought it was the last time I'd say it. You're worthless, man, no one likes you. I'm the voice inside you, and that's the shit I'll keep telling you. The version of yourself you're leaving is supposed to be the best. But every time I see you, you're always depressed. You're building so much deep down in your fucking chest. Maybe it's finally time to take your life and go to rest. What are you doing, man? You're supposed to be great, but every time I see you, you're everything I hate. You've been holding on for so long, what are you waiting for? When everyone looks at you, you're an eyesore. Beg me for mercy while you're dropping your knee to the floor. You're worthless, and this isn't the first time I've said this. You can't run from me, man. I'm the voice stuck in your head. Good luck getting rid of me, because I'm still gonna be there when you wake up out of bed. I'll make sure I leave nothing unsaid until the day you finally drop dead. What are you trying to do, man? What are you trying to prove? Think these voices are gonna go away? I ain't gonna move. Maybe it's finally time you quit. This is finally it. No wonder why your crew have your back and left you, cause even back then you were worthless too. You should've let that knife cut your flesh when you pushed your hand away. Things would've been better if you didn't wake up the next day. I hope to see you beat down on the floor and bruised, cause that's all your life has been about, being used. The old you is locked away, not within reach. Thank you for allowing me to drag you around on a leash. You walk with all this guilt built in from inside you, but looking for help and notice that no one's left to turn to. Not being able to own up to your shit, you're better off throwing your life and calling it quits. Keep pointing fingers like you always do. You're worthless, man, you know it too. What happened to the better version of you? I know this wasn't what you was like, I told you to. You were supposed to die before you were fired. Why you acting all depressed like this? I told myself I wouldn't leave crying like this. Let me guide you down the devil's path. Now that I got you under my control, you don't got a choice. Doesn't matter what it takes, you'll always be the corporate of fate. I'll always be down with voice in your head, no matter what you do. Might as well pull the trigger, since you wouldn't care to. Hold on. And ignore the voice. Always remember, there's always a voice. Well, at least it's because of me, it's because of you too. You haven't gotten the slightest assumption of what your egoistic thought dropped us through. You may be the voice in my head, but at least I'm still able to keep closed eyes in bed. Regardless of what you say, I'll leave every day with words unsaid. All you gotta do is ask for hope, put aside your pride, let your friends help you. They're always at your side. That's the tough journey, and that's the part of the why. Sometimes you gotta face the fact that positivity and negativity both collide. I know you grew up believing it's not okay to cry, but don't worry about that shit, close your eyes. You can't keep hiding everything inside that's slowly killing you deep inside. I know you blame so many people for the shit you've been through growing up, but you gotta handle how it affects you. Keep pulling yourself up. That was all in the past, let it go. You left that many in case you didn't know. It feels like I'm hanging on a thread. I call it, I gotta quit listening to those negative voices in my head. Just gotta keep pushing hard week after week with the same people, but different, you and I. One of us gotta win. the voice in my head, you weren't gonna die. Thank you. I got one more too. Earth has felt it. Every Olympic gold medalist, every athlete, every singer, every artist, every person right now that's trying to become a hip-hop artist, every single person has felt it. The urge to give up, the urge to quit, the urge to let go and let life drag them down the path of hell. Everybody has felt it. I don't care if you don't got the funds for it. I don't care if you got the family for it. I don't care if you don't got the money for it, the purge, the strength. Don't give up. We focus so much on what people think of us, only to realize that the real important thing is what's inside of us. Don't give up. Days so dark that I wanna lay in bed all day. I've seen days so dark I just wanted to run down the street and never look back. I've seen days so dark I fell to my knees and just let go. I just gotta be like that. Life is all about giving back. It's about I've lost friends, I've lost family, I've lost touch, I've lost money, I've lost clothes, I've lost trust, I've lost this, I've lost that. I went away, I came back. It's all part of the dream. It's never about what you have. Sometimes you want so much, so we have to start out with what we have. You can't go down there if you're not willing to accept the shit you have now. Everything you have now becomes what you get in the future. Focus on what you have now. Don't give up. It's all part of the dream. Don't give up. You got time or not? Yeah. One more? One more. This is one of them that I did a couple of months ago. It's basically called ABCD. Anybody here in college was in college, school? Okay. Woo! This one's for you guys. In our face like a delusion, while we walk on our food time and walk around an optical illusion, We're told our grave determine our future when it's all about passion, desire, and the important human future. Even though the strength is to be living in poverty, never having time to plan the next step and party. Wanting to class out of breath, hoping to be on time. 4.0 GPA, perfect attendance, yet you can't land a job worth a dime. Going to college just to meet parents' expectations, slowly letting the stress increase, becoming life's worst infection. 80% of millionaires in the United States of America are dropouts. So tell me, what the hell are you guys talking about? Great or not, but do you mind our success and failure? Do you mind our future and do you mind our intelligence level? Keep letting yourself think that, watch yourself crumble. Sure, great help you get degrees, but spend thousands of dollars without any guarantees. When are we going to wake up from this outrageous expectancy? This isn't creating a legacy. I'm not encouraging you to drop out of school. Don't let people like the last fool. How much desire and passion you have, how far you're willing to go, how much you're willing to sacrifice what the world looks for. So focused on our final grade, God knows how many times we walk past life changing goals. Don't worry about what everyone else wants to think. Tell me what you're going to do within the next week. Associate, bachelor's, master's, PhD. Maybe look at good, maybe take a good look at these.
Thank you.
These videos and stuff like this on my Instagram. You guys can follow it. It's officially Chris. I got business cards if you guys want to check that out. Thank you guys for your time.
Chris Martin, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Fuck yeah. All right. Corey Taft, are you ready to come up and do your thing? If you guys were here last week, this was a little surprise. Make some noise for Corey Taft, ladies and gentlemen.
Please stay. I promise you, you'll enjoy it. Please stay. You're breaking my heart if you leave right now. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I'm only going to do one. I know
you were awesome last week, man.
Oh, thank you. Okay, well, I hope I'm awesome this week also. So I'm going to try and stick with the theme of exes and broken hearts. We're all on the same wavelength because this is what I plan to do anyway. This was a poem I wrote like as we were in the throes of the relationship, and she's never heard it, and I feel like it's like a child of ours, and I want her to hear it and be like, this is your child, you need to take care of it. And it's also like a child because I feel like I like it a lot more than everybody else. Oh, yeah. I'm as soft as a Louisville slugger. I'm as ice cold as the sun. You can hate me like an ex-lover's best friend's angry neighbor. I'm your first cut, top-notch, last place, number one. You're my desert redwood. You're my bed of tacks. We're all messed up, but it's all good, like a black cat barking relaxed. I'm as soft as a Louisville slugger. I'm as ice cold as the sun. You can hate me like an ex-lover's best friend's angry neighbor, but I'm your first cut, top-notch, last place, number one. We're hand in hand, feet apart. I hardly understand the plan, but the blueprint's imprinted on my foolproof broken heart. Shots were fired, we were off from the start. Dropped the baton, picked up the dart. Put the dope in me, brushed up my art. I hope you can be my all-day happy hour a la carte. I'm as wise as a newborn baby. I'm as calm as a mushroom cloud. Maybe we don't make sense together, but nobody's better, baby. I only want you around. I thought the seesaw, sea sun reruns would run us over. But I got my hee-haw, Omaha, dumb tongue to jump over boulders, skip a beat or two. I might not always be in tune with you, but I'll be right by every night to offer up a spoon for two. While jigsaw puzzle pieces in bloom, best fit, remove the date's costume. When I spit, false suitors marooned. Haters hate they have to sit, but a hip still cocoon. Every breath with you is a busted butterfly. Every step from you is a trusted goodbye catharsis, cursed with the me first modesty. I can't help but self crucify a lost heart versed in too much honesty. My beaks need to bleed's my best alibi. I'm sorry we fit like this. I'm sorry, I wish we could love each other more, but it's not a love that locks up and throws away the door. It's a sword that cuts through, but sews up the flesh it tore. It's in my pores, baby, and I know it's true. We're against the odds, but we're still always two. We even defy the gods. I mean, how they let a lark like me dive with a swan like you. You're as soft as a newborn baby. You're as calm as a setting sun. Or maybe we don't make sense together, but nobody's better. You're my never second, every second, number one. Thank you, everybody. Bye. She reads books while she walks. Her long white skirt is kind of see-through, but that might just be my imagination. Her black bra strap wraps around her suntan shoulders, peeking ever so gently out of her blue tank top, stopping just below her waistline. She's worn this outfit before, but what can she say? She likes its light. She reads books while she walks. Her ringtone came with the phone, but she never hears it anyway. She doesn't have a favorite TV show, but she has a low-key place where she always gets coffee. She doesn't call it her favorite, though. Her skirt sticks to her hips on Mondays and Wednesdays, but blows in the wind on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Her job would like to give her a promotion, but that means she'd have to start paying off her student loans. She reads books while she walks. She periodically misses her poli-sci class, you know, the one with the old professor who reluctantly lets her answer all the questions, but luckily the big-eyed boy who sits behind her took notes. She'd date him if she didn't have a purpose in life, and if she wasn't already seeing this other guy. This other guy's not the one, and she doesn't mind that she'll never meet this other guy's mother, but she repels pity. This whole maintaining a relationship fell off her priority list a long time ago. She reads books while she walks because think of all the productivity that can be produced from point A to point B. Her point B lies light years away. Her point B is so bright that it still lights the long, long trip from point A. Her point B is talked about with a hint of admiration and a dose of jealousy by those who fell into their point B's. Her point is not to just be. It is to believe. It is to become. It is to bestow upon others what she's learned, her gift of wisdom, her blood rush of compassion, her vein slapping of sensibility. Asking her what classes she wants to take next quarter is like asking a 6-year-old boy what he wants for his birthday. Asking her what she wants to do with her life is like asking Tolstoy to jot down a few words about conflict. Asking her if she is free on Friday night because you like to get to know just a little bit more about her is like asking NASA if there's any spare room on the space shuttle for a stargazing stowaway. She reads books while she walks. And be careful, because if you ask her out, she might just say yes. She might just talk to you for hours about the work of that one psychologist who you remember learning about but quickly forgot about after the midterm. But the way she explains how the waves in your brain respond to physical stimulation rips your heartstrings out of your chest, ties knots not even Boy Scouts can figure out, and lets what's left fall to the ground. Every little inch of string, every little inch of what makes the soul sing. And she says, "You shouldn't have asked me out, because I don't have time for encores." She reads books while she walks because our closest star only gave her 24 hours a day. But she's never had anyone tell her that she is her own star. She makes her own orbit. She makes her own energy. She makes her own light. She reads books while she walks. But her footsteps write poetry. Thank you, everybody.
That was Corey Taft. Corey Taft. So I was gonna put up Billy and Gilbert and then Holographic Catholic, but we're not gonna have any time for Neto Harrison, Billy, Gilbert, Andres, but we do have some Holographic Catholics.
Oh, yeah!
I do apologize, but this, you know, I know that's the way it works, you know, and yeah, we gotta go with it. Holographic Catholic, ladies and gentlemen.
y'all so much. You all are gems. If y'all could do me a favor, I have an Instagram. If y'all get your phones out for me, that'd be fucking fantastic. I'm Holographic Catholic on Instagram, Facebook, SoundCloud, other shit like that. Oh yeah, I'm Bandcamp. Don't forget my Bandcamp. Yeah. Woo. All right. Anyways, all y'all take care of yourselves. I need to get some water. Bye.
Holographic Catholic, ladies and gentlemen. That's been your open mic. I do apologize for everyone who did not get to perform. I'll suck your dick later on. Okay. Yeah. All right. Please pick up your chairs. Take your trash out. What else? Love yourself. Be kind to yourself. Love your neighbor. Yeah? Yeah? Alright. We'll see you next week. Happy holidays. Don't drink and drive. Yes. Every day is Halloween.
Every day is Halloween!
Enjoy some Ravi Shankar as you're closing, music for the night.
Feeling peckish this midnight? Set your appetite for terror and reserve your ears for a feast of the sound. The Midnight Marinara podcast is here for you, intrepid listener. We sample only the finest and sinister stories and, coating them with our own unique spooky sauce, present them to you as eerie audio dramas. Tune in as Midnight Marinara sends shivers of fear and spasms of laughter through you. Bon appetit.
This podcast is a part of the Benview Network.
You can find this and other podcasts like it at BenviewNetwork.com.